Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Puri. I'm so glad that you're on the line. And happy Mother's Day to everybody celebrating a couple of days ago. So glad that you're part of the Million Mom Movement and part of our family here at Purium. As I was just sharing, we have a field advisory board team in. Once a year, we do face-to-face field advisory board meeting. So we do calls a couple times a month just to keep on track and keep the field updated with what the company's doing, keep the company updated with what's going on in the field. And, you know, but we get together once a year to make sure that everything's on track for our national convention. And so we've had a great full day of meetings, and I really appreciate their voluntary service, all of our field advisory board members. So if you haven't given them a personal thanks, make sure you do, especially when you see them at convention and see what we have planned for you as far as the launches go, because we got some amazing, amazing things in store. Very exciting, and you'll hear bits and pieces, a little bit more here as we roll through the next 90 days and get people lined up for convention. For those of you who don't know, anybody who's new on the line, who's enrolled and within the last 30 days, if you're a member within the last 30 days, you get our best price, which is $189 for our convention tickets. And importantly, anybody who wants to get a free convention ticket, that's a real possibility. As long as you rank advance to the rank of executive and above, then you get a free ticket. And so last month we had, I believe, 24 people who advanced to the ranks of executive or above, and there was a nice long list, starting with Michael Aiken, going all the way to Shannon Chang in our email blast, 24 people who rank advanced to executive or above, which is awesome. And we've got our Triple R promotion going on right now, recruit, retain, and rank. And there was some really good information about rank advancement in the email blast today. And also had our top rank advancers in April. And at this point, we've got people who are earning points every month as they move up the ranks. So take a look at the promotion. It's at PuriumLeap2016.com. Make sure you got all the info, because if you're moving up in ranks, you'd be getting not only free convention tickets, but even free hotel tickets, and even cash. And we'll be awarding cash for those who are top 10 on that points promotion. So lots happening. We try to always have new things happening. David Sandoval going to be flying across the country, going to be in New York City on Friday night doing a superfoods and super fitness presentation from 7 to 9 o'clock in New York City. So a little different format than our normal healthy happy hour. And then we've got a Super Saturday in North Carolina. Gerilyn and Arna, four-star crowns, flying across from Hawaii. KR is going to be there, and Gloria Coppola is coming in from Florida. She's going to be there in North Carolina. She's a red diamond. So we got a lot of people that Laura Miller, we got several people, Kaufman's, Cindy Jordan, Sonia Fleming, Pauline Keohe. So we've got people from Iowa and Florida and California and Nevada and North Carolina and Hawaii all going to be there on May 14th in North Carolina. So take a look. That's in Hickory, North Carolina. And we're going to do our best to do a better job of communicating what's going on, especially on these big open events where we've got crowns or corporate people. So that's something you're definitely going to see. We're starting to staff up our sales and marketing department a little bit more. We just hired a brand new designer, got a new writer that's going to be coming on board here shortly. So you're going to see better communications, more communications from us, and trying to do the best we can to share upcoming, Diamond Club Diamond Boot Camp events. I know there was an event just recently where Doreen Martin went up and did a great event in New Jersey last week. There were some awesome photos there. So, we're doing the best we can to keep up right now, but I can tell you this, we're going to get better and better, and, glad that you're out there doing events and sharing stories. And, it's so fun to see all the different people having great results, starting with our products. And I loved the Life at the Next Level photo of Pilani Schneider in 2011 and then 2016, so 5 years ago. Boy, she looked older 5 years ago. She does now. She looks fantastic. She's a crown from Hawaii, living in California, kind of back and forth between California and Hawaii. But take a look at those photos, and we do have a contest going on. Just like we had the yoga contest going on, we have another contest happening right now. It's a social media contest called Turn Back the Clock. So hashtag Turn Back the Clock. Show us your photos. The older the photo and the better you look today, the better off it's going to be. So you got a photo 10 years ago and you look better today. You got a photo 15 years ago, you look better today. You got a photo 20 years ago and you look better today. You know, we would love to see that because we love to change lives. We're a transformation company and want to make sure that that you're sharing those stories because it gives our whole community an opportunity to celebrate with you. So speaking of celebrating, our biggest celebration of the year is always our national convention. This year, our LEAP National Convention is in Orlando, Florida. And I've got the name of somebody who could be going for free. So I'm going to put this into Q&A mode right now. And if you hear your name, all you need to do is hit star six and you're going to convention for free. So here we go. So our winner is from Florida, and she's a director, and her name is Kendrina Rodriguez. So Kendrina, if you're on the line, hit star six, and you are going to convention for free. Kendrina Rodriguez, going once, going twice, star six. Line should be unlocked. Kendrina Rodriguez. All right, I'm going to try to give away this ticket to a... Hello? Oh, is that Kendrina?
Yes, it's me. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I had a mute. I didn't realize it was still on mute. And yay.
All right, good. You're screaming, hey.
I'm winning things, yes.
Well, good.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Tell us about
this
the new PLC.
So great. I wasn't supposed to make the call because I just flew. And I had a...
Oh, wow, good. Well, so
I switched it to an earlier flight, so I would have been in the five right now, so yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, well, that's a great coincidence for you. That's fantastic. Well, congratulations. So tell us about the PLC member that you enrolled last week.
Oh, gosh, well, I enrolled a couple. One of them actually is an old childhood friend. I've known him since junior high. And he actually lives, we grew up together in Mexico, like Texas, like on the border, and he lives in Paris now, but he happened to be visiting New York, and I live in New York as well sometimes, and so he actually stayed with me, and I was doing a cleanse while he stayed with me, and so he was like, oh, what's that? He got super interested in it, and he's a big foodie, and so he was kind of like the idea of like actually doing a cleanse for 10 days and not drinking alcohol and like kind of scared him, but he travels all around, and right now he's in Asia. He's been traveling in Asia, and he's going to have one, like, two-week period that he's going to be in Texas before going back to Paris. So he's like, okay, I'm going to do it. He called me from Asia. He called me from Hong Kong. He's like, okay, I'm going to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to order it. I want to do it those 2 weeks that I'm going to be in Texas. It's, like, perfect timing before I go to Paris. So that's one of
them. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good.
Super excited.
Well, congratulations. Well, good. Well,
thanks
so much for being on the line. Thanks for talking to somebody. I mean, that was an interesting story from Texas to New York to Florida to Asia to Paris. That was around the world
yes.
trip in one little conversation. Well,
absolutely.
Congratulations,
that is me.
Kendrina. Thanks so much. So,
thank
we'll
you.
See you in Orlando.
Thank you so much, and thank you for everything you do.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, great. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening in. And if you like the idea of getting a free, you know, convention ticket, there's a bunch of different ways to do it. You can rank advance to executive or above, or you can enroll a PLC member this week. Get your convention ticket. You need to have a convention ticket that you purchased. Get to enroll a PLC member this week, and then make sure that you're on the calls. We give away a ticket Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night every week. And Kendrina's a great example of somebody who's going to convention for free. So very, very cool. Well, good. Well, lots of good stuff happening, like I say. And really the key is to make good stuff happen for you. And so that's the purpose of tonight's call, is to talk about three concepts that will help you to be successful, not only in your Perium business, but in your life. And these are concepts that are relevant to sales and marketing and as I said, just life in general. And the three concepts are simplicity, consistency, and authenticity. Simplicity, consistency, and authenticity. And so I want to walk through, how those three things are relevant, especially to your Perium business, and starting with simplicity. And I think it's so important that you get clear and be clear as to what your message is at any time and at all times. Being a good communicator is something that's going to be helpful in life. If you are thinking about going to a certain restaurant and your friend or somebody else that you're talking to is thinking about a different restaurant, and that you want to convince them, persuade them, help them to understand or communicate a simple concept like that. If you're really clear as to what it is that are the benefits of going to the restaurant that you want to go to instead of the one that they want to go to, that simple, clear message can help. And communication, no matter what it is, whether you're explaining directions or whether you're trying to help somebody through something, coming up with simple, clear, concise messages really help. And it also helps to have simplicity in the systems that you use. One of the things that's great about Perium is that we have tools that help you to keep things simple. And I love to use the analogy of being a tour guide, that you're able to use tools in a way that you only have to fill in the little parts, the blanks, to help people through your tour. So as you're talking to people, utilizing the videos that we have, utilizing the text messaging system that you have, reading the Healthy Happy Hour training so you can do an effective Healthy Happy Hour, using the game plan, just using those tools that help things to stay simple is what really leads to a business that can duplicate. And it's really about creating a blueprint that other people can follow. So it's much easier to follow a blueprint that's simple. If you can imagine a house drawing, if it has just a few lines and you ask somebody to copy that same house drawing, they'd say, oh, wow, okay, I can see how that looks and how that would work. If you gave something that was very, very complicated, then you're requiring that person to have a lot of skills to be an artist or to be somebody who then can duplicate that picture. So keeping things simple is important for you. It creates clarity in your life. It creates clarity in your purpose. So anytime that you can keep things simple, oftentimes there's more joy in doing something in a simple way. So when things get tough, when things get confusing, when you feel stuck or stopped, oftentimes it's because you've made something complicated, and that sometimes that simplicity and looking through to the simplest answer is sometimes a hard answer too. So there's sometimes where, you get stopped, you get stuck, you get frustrated. And the answer is really simple, and it's right in front of you. And you know that one thing that you could be doing to unstick you is to pick up the phone. You know that one thing to unstick you is to do that Healthy Happy Hour. You know that one thing to unstick you is to call that awesome prospect or to meet with that person. But you do everything you can to confuse yourself and trick yourself and dance around the simplicity and the clarity that this is what I need to do today to move my business forward. This is what I need to do today to move my life forward. This is the one thing, and that's one of my favorite books, if you haven't read it, is a book called The One Thing. And it's by a gentleman named Gary Keller. He's a famous realtor. He started a book called, a real estate agency called Keller Williams. And if you read this book called The One Thing, a concept that he continues to focus on over and over throughout the book is, what's the one thing that you could do today that would make everything else unimportant or irrelevant? And that when you tackle these big issues, these simple things, these one things right in front of you, then suddenly the other dominoes start to fall. So always be looking for the beauty of simplicity. So check your recruiting or your prospecting process and how simple it is. You know, check out how you set up a healthy happy hour and how simple that is. When you enroll a new person, you know, do you have a blueprint and a game plan to help that person to have a successful transformation or to get started in the business or to understand the core three products? You know, so anything that you can make simple, whether it's a message or a system or a mentality, anytime that you can tackle the biggest issue, you're going to move your business forward in a really productive way. So simplicity is really important to help you get clear and to be clear with yourself and with your prospects, and then ultimately as you build a team, with your team as well. In fact, in some ways, as you build a team, it becomes even more important that you keep things simple because you have a lot more distractions, you have a lot more inputs, you have a lot more opportunities to be working on things that are non-productive. And so you always want to be working on those income-producing activities and keep things as simple as possible. And when you do that, then you're going to find that you can take more of a straight line. You know, life is not a straight line, but when you keep things simple, it's easier to go closer to a straight line. And that's what we always want to be doing because that's you know, how we accomplish the most and how we have the least amount of anxiety and stress and confusion. So keep things simple on all levels of your life. And as I said, when you feel stuck, you feel frustrated, see if you can attack that one thing that's standing in your way, even if it's something that's scary, and you'll see that you make a big difference. So simplicity is really important. And once you keep things simple, once you have things simple, once you have a simple message, once you have a simple system, you know, just like our simple message about take a 10-day vacation from processed food, you know, that's a really simple message. People can repeat it. They understand it. It gives them a really positive response. So we've done a lot of things in our messaging and a lot of things in our systems to keep things simple and use those. Then the next thing is consistency. So once you have something that works, once you have something that's simple, once you have a blueprint, then do it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And so, you know, a classic example is the idea of talking to two people every day. And if you talk to two people every day, that doesn't sound like a lot. But you know what? After a week, you've talked to 14 people. And after a month, you've talked to about 60 people. And after a year, you've talked to more than 700 people. So if you were just that consistent, if you just talked to two new people about Purium every single day, that you'd have talked to 730 people over the course of a year. Let's say that only 10% of those people enrolled in your business, bought product or joined and started sharing gift cards. That's 73 people in one single year. Imagine if you did it 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. You know, that one little activity, that one simple activity done consistently as a blueprint of, I want to talk to two new people. So this is a business that's easy to do. It's a business that's easy not to do. And so I appreciate you being on the line here tonight because it shows that you're willing to do the business, that you want to do the business, that you want to learn more. And the key and the challenge is how to take it out of concept, how to take it out of philosophy and put it into action, and how to do that consistently, how to find those little hours tucked away in your day, how to find those little 2 and 3 and 5 minute pockets of time where you can send out a text, where you can pick up the phone and call somebody, where you can send out a Facebook post, where you can, you know, meet somebody on a line at a bank, and dare to care. As Amy Benner likes to say, you know, carefrontation and to challenge yourself to go out and talk to people and share your excitement about being healthy and losing weight and detoxifying and the Million Mom Movement, and making a little money, whatever it is, and connecting with people so that you can consistently connect with new people. And, you know, if you do that over and over and over again, then that blueprint can be duplicated. And this is the beauty of our business, is that as you start to enroll people, if they follow your simple, consistent blueprint, then the law of duplication and multiplication is really amazing. You know, the idea of suddenly your business not being linear, but actually being exponential, is a magical concept. And so, you know, the analogy that's most often used is the idea of a penny doubling every day for 30 days. And if you double a penny every day for 30 days, believe it or not, you'll have more than $1 million. It's more than $1 million after 30 days. But the thing that's crazy is after the sixth day, you only have about $1. And after the 10th day, you only have about $10. So, you know, you're going to be doubling a penny every day for 30 days. And after 10 days, one-third of the way through, you only have $10. So it would seem like in 30 days, you only have $30. And that's the thing about consistency. And when you couple that with duplication, then the law of numbers really starts to take over. Because if you're consistently talking to people and you teach people to consistently talk to people, and that begins to duplicate, then over time, and sometimes relatively quickly, then amazing things can happen. So if you have a healthy happy hour once a month and you're consistent with it month after month after month after month after month, and you start enrolling people and they're consistent having a healthy happy hour month after month after month after month, you can start to see how the duplication can work to your favor. But what if you had two healthy happy hours every month, month after month after month after month, and you taught people to have two healthy happy hours month after month after month after month? You can see how the exponential growth by the fourth or fifth or sixth or eighth month could really be tremendous as far as the number of people that you and your team are contacting and talking to. So that idea of being consistent, talking to new people, being consistent and having healthy happy hours, being consistent and posting on Facebook, all of those things can help you. So simplicity and consistency, those are things that are going to really work in your favor from a numerical side. And then you add in the authenticity. You add in your heart. You add in your personality. You add in the magic that is you, your belief in what is possible, your testimonial, your success story on what's happened in your life, how your digestive system is better, how your energy is better, how your sleep is better, how your muscles feel better, how people tell you your skin looks better, your hair looks better. You're just happy to be off of genetically modified foods. You really want to take back our food system. Whatever it is that's in your heart that drives you and motivates you, you know, that authenticity, if it comes through, it's going to move people. People want to be part of something positive. They want to be part of something that's moving forward. They want to be around passionate, energetic, optimistic people. And so be you and be the best you that you can be and constantly be sharing it in a simple and consistent way, and great things will happen. So, you know, I think there's certainly a lot of things that from a technical standpoint that are important in the business, but at the core of it, it really starts with just keeping it simple, being consistent and being yourself, and then partnering with somebody who can help you to turn your enthusiasm into enrollments and utilizing the tools that can do a lot of the work in the presentation for you, and you're going to find that you're going to have more and more fun. And when you have more and more fun and you help more and more people, then it really starts to turn faster and it starts to become more exciting and it takes on a life of its own. So be really authentic yourself, and then importantly, be authentic about trying to help people and trying to care for people and trying to listen to people and find out what it is that moves them and how you can make a difference in your life. I say this all the time. I think it's one of the most important principles we have is the idea that to be a great network marketer, you have to be a great networker. And to be a great networker, you have to care about people. You have to connect people with something of value. And so if you know somebody that can help them, if you have a way to help people, constantly be posting that on Facebook, good things other than Purium, constantly be talking to people about ways to help them and listen to them and understand, who they are and where they are and how they can be better. When you do those kinds of things, then people want to be around you and they want to be part of what you're doing, and they're more open to learning and listening to what you're doing. So keep it simple. Keep it consistent. Keep it authentic. Simplicity, consistency, and authenticity is a really great combination. So it's that blend between the numbers and the math and the message and yourself and that emotional side with the authenticity along with the numerical side of the simplicity and consistency. And when you start to get all those things working for you, then you're going to be contacting lots of people, you're going to be teaching lots of people, you're going to be helping lots of people, and once you start helping people, then you're really going to see a difference in your business and your life, because people join this company most often to lose weight, or they join this company to get healthier, or they join this company to build muscle, or they join this company to make some money. They join the company for themselves. But once they start to help people, once they get the joy and the benefit of seeing other people lose weight and other people get healthier and other people get off of medication and other people starting to make money, other people connecting to the community and other people really connecting to a higher purpose, then that really takes over, and that's when they never want to leave, once they get those kinds of feelings and thoughts. So, you know, be consistent enough to get to that point. Be consistent enough to help enough people, and you're going to really enjoy your Purium experience, no matter how much money you make. Once you can help somebody to achieve what they want, then you'll understand the bigger purpose of this company and this business model and this mission. So I thank you for being on the line. Hopefully you'll implement some simplicity, consistency, and authenticity in what you do here this week. And tomorrow night, David Sandoval's got his training, his Purium Lifestyle Call. We'll be giving away another convention ticket. So congratulations to Kendrina from Florida. Glad she was listening in. And hope that you are enrolling a new PLC member this week, already have your convention ticket, and just to make sure that you're rank advancing to executive or above, and you'll be going to convention. We'll see you in Orlando. So Field Advisory Board meeting tomorrow, and we're looking forward to that and getting the last bit of our convention stuff wrapped up, and looking forward to seeing everybody in Orlando. So thanks for joining me here tonight. Hope you got a couple of good ideas. Get clear, be clear, stay clear. Keep it simple, consistent, and authentic, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.